joining us, as he always does, Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Taxation. Good morning to you. Thanks for doing so. How are you doing?
Good to hear from you again, Howard. How's life?
Life is, it's good. It's not without its points of interest, but good nevertheless. So what is this tax shift that we're referring to in South Africa, and how is this a problem?
Well, there are two areas that have been going on. I think globally, the shift has been away from corporate taxes to personal and consumption taxes. You've seen that in Europe and the U.S. and elsewhere. But their change was caused more by policy change, where they were saying that to tax corporates too much is to deter business. If you saw Africa and a lot of developing countries, they continue to be reliant on the corporate tax base. I think our issue really is about economic issues. I mean, if you'll see that since, you know, last 10 years, due to a lot of economic policies and a lot of other problems around the world, that companies are becoming less profitable. So it's a drop in that corporate tax base due to economic difficulty. And that's the difficulty that's there. And so what's left is individuals. People are getting paid, even small businesses, they might be taking it out in salary. But even a lot of money might be recycled money. So, for instance, you know, you're getting money back on salary, which are government salaries. So it really, I think it shows an economic problem.
When you refer to that, are you talking about things like VAT, tax on, you know, the so-called sin taxes, petrol, or are you talking about income tax per se?
Okay, I'm talking about the whole bunch. If you're looking at corporate taxes have dropped, corporate income taxes have dropped, and that's because they're less profitable, especially in the last few years. So when you're seeing that profitability drop, it's going to hit the corporate first. It just took a little bit, but that's where it's going to hit. Salaries then get, you know, those are gross and consumption. So, again, government can try to pump money in through the TARES programs and other programs, social grants. But that money is going to come through and you'll be consumed with indirect taxes with that and consumption. So some of it is recycled money that's keeping things going. But really the problem is we're just not profitable. Our businesses are just not doing well.
Has anyone reached the balance, the right balance between personal as well as corporate tax?
Yeah, well, I guess there's a question about what is the right balance. A lot of the European countries are saying, you know something, the right balance is to rely on VAT and corporate. I remember when I was in Treasury, I did visit some other treasuries, and the belief at that time was really you should get your money from individuals because whatever money you tax on corporates falls on individuals anyway. That's sort of a neoclassical view. So they would say the balance is correct. A more leftist view would say, really, the big corporate should be paying their fair share. The problem is if they're not making profit, they won't have a share to pay.
And if you overtax them, then they'll find another region. We do live in a very different world to that which we used to live in.
Well, that's one of the reasons why, if you take a look what the minister was trying to do, the prior minister, we always need to have a new minister. But the prior minister was saying, look, you've got to have competitive rates, and the rates are too high. And the competitive rates are in mid to lower 20s, not in the high 20s. So you start deterring investment. So if you hit businesses too hard, you do scare them away. There's no question about that. Now, the proposals they've had now, what they're saying is we'll lower the rate, but we're going to start denying losses. And the reason why is a lot of companies are not doing that well, and so if they can limit their losses, they can get a small amount of money from the semi-profitable companies. Whether that's really beneficial and policy-wise or not, I'm not sure. There's a debate on that, but a number of countries have followed that route.
That's a very interesting. Does that mean, so are you still taxed on earnings, not on turnover, though?
Well, what's happening here is that the government proposed that the corporate rate would be reduced, but then if you had losses from prior years, you couldn't use them all up right away. You can only use up 80% per year.
Okay.
So it reduced the amount. So if you had a lost year followed by a profitable year, well, the profitable year, you can't rely on the old losses to offset all of the current profits. And a number of countries try to do that to lower rates. It's kind of shifting the thing around. And that policy, I think most companies favor. Unfortunately, there's certain companies that go, we're very cyclical. We'll have loss in one year, profit in another, and you're kind of punishing us for being in that cyclical kind of business. and that would affect farming and mining and a few others.
Absolutely.
So there are a few losers in that policy, and right now that's being discussed with Parliament. But again, what they're really afraid of is losses, especially after COVID. I mean, a lot of companies suffered lots of losses. So you say, well, I'm going to give you a lower rate, but now I can't take all my losses that have just incurred in the last 2 years. So sometimes you're just shifting around in chairs on the Titanic.